unfortunately, there have been a number of setbacks over recent years and judicial reviews brought in respect of the upgrade of the A5, but the Minister is confident in terms of the delivery of this project. And come autumn of this year, we will have a public inquiry in respect of the A5, and hopefully following that, we will then proceed to construction and work beginning on the ground. The vast majority of people right across the northwest want to see the delivery of the A5, and there's widespread support for the A5 upgrade. Unfortunately, there's a small group of individuals who are determined to try to stop the progress in the project going forward, but thankfully, the department and the minister have given his firm commitment that the A5 will go ahead and will be seen as a top priority in terms of delivery for his projects in the Department for Infrastructure. I know, unfortunately, we have had recent fatalities on the A5, and we want to ensure that there is no further unnecessary delays, that we can see the delivery of this project without any delay.
This is going to be massive for everybody in the northwest because it will ultimately create a better road to Dublin and the rest of the country.
The A5 will be a strategic link from the northwest right into Donegal, right through to the capital in Dublin, and it will unlock the economic potential of that region and in turn seek and attract investment and job prosperity for the region. It's crucial that we do have that connectivity, and for too long the people of Tyrone and Donegal have been deprived of that infrastructure. So we need to ensure that everything is done now to get this project over the line, to ensure that we have the delivery of the A5, which is crucial in terms of connectivity, but also in terms of road safety as well.